Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Just one look, and I felt so hard.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage. Please check it out. Subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. And we got a lot of stuff there that will help you. Whatever's going on, whatever's on your mind, whatever you're excited about, whatever you're frightened about, we've got something that you can read or listen to, or a Brain Trust member who's got some information there, something I've written, maybe a video that we've done. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's all free, thanks to our corporate partners, and it's there for you to take advantage of. Folks, I want to revisit something that I've talked about in the past, and you've heard me speak many times over the years about why I think independent community banks are important to you and me, to small business, to the health of our country. And I want to talk about this some more because I'm really concerned about what's happening in the banking industry, the global banking industry. And you know that one of the big problems that they have in Europe right now is not just the sovereign debt, but of course the sovereign debt is connected to the banks, right? Because I mean, where do the sovereign debt, the country's debt, is somehow either directly or indirectly winds up being connected to the banks, and this is, you know, we've had our problems here in the banks in the United States, the big banks in the United States, right? That's what got us into this mess in 08. So we know about all that, right? And that's going on right now. But as the policymakers set about dealing with these problems, as they set about constructing future protections against this happening again, they pass laws like the Dodd-Frank bill and other laws. And that are meant to deal with, to rein in these kinds of excesses, to sort of deal with the too big to fail kind of thing, right? And you know what? That's fine, except for one thing. So many of these regulations, these new regs, these new laws, these new barriers to future excesses, future issues, so many of them are applied to banks in a one-size-fits-all way. And we have to remember that there are about 7,000 independent community banks in America. These are small banks, locally owned, locally managed. The decision maker about who gets a loan is made by a local board. It doesn't have to leave the city, et cetera, et cetera. Relationship banking. This is what made relationship banking is what created Main Street. This is unique in the world, folks. The relationship banking industry, the independent community banking industry, is unique in the world. It doesn't exist anywhere else on planet Earth except in America. And it's no coincidence that as entrepreneurship grew and evolved and became what it is today in America, we're the factory, we're the fount of entrepreneurship for the world. America is. It's no coincidence that right alongside that, maybe one was the chicken, one was the egg, I don't know which one, but one or the other was the chicken and the egg, were the independent banks, the small local hometown banks. The Bedford Falls, you know, bank, the Bedford Falls Savings and Loan, or I've forgotten the name of George Bailey's bank there in that movie, It's a Wonderful Life. That kind of a bank is what did as much to make America great as anybody did on Wall Street. Because while Wall Street was building railroads and helping General Motors and Ford to become big, independent community banks were helping Jim Blasingame start and run his small business. And my grandfathers and great-grandfathers and your great-grandfathers and great-grandmothers, independent community banks were helping to build Main Street. And now those independent community banks are under fire because they're having to deal with what I call they're becoming collateral damage with the way governments are dealing with the big banks' excesses. And there's reason to be concerned about this because we've lost over 1,000 independent banks in the last 4 years. But in the last 18 months, not a single new independent bank has been chartered. And this concerns me, folks. I believe that there's something called, and you've heard me say this before, the small bank, small business cascade. I believe with all my heart that as small independent community banks go, so goes small businesses on Main Street. And so what I'm encouraging you to do is when you go to the polls this year and on November 6th, find candidates up and down the ballot who understand that the health of independent banks, small banks in America, are important to the future of America. Ask them those questions. Find out about their commitment to making sure that whenever they can, that small banks do not become collateral damage to solving the big bank problem. And we're going to come back after these messages. Steve Forbes is with me on the other side of these messages. I want to ask him about what he thinks about this problem, this issue that I think is a big concern in America today. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.